Right, first of all, which of our Shinner self-immolation shiz shows should I address first?
We only care about the Brian Stanley one.
Well, could you at least pretend you're not enjoying this so much? Ugh, I can only imagine spin-on Sheen peeing himself with joy. That's the worst part.
Mary Lou, why did two press officers give a reference to a man charged with a horrible crime?
Yeah. Well, to answer that, let me give you a masterclass in whataboutery. Mistakes were made, yes. But let the party who hasn't written references for all sorts of creeps cast the first stink eye.
Has any other party lost a committee chairman and then went to the Gardaí about him, though?
Yeah, but sorry, which shenanigan is that again?
Stanley,
look, half of Fine Gael is retiring or resigning because they've left housing and health distressed and traumatised. But you bots aren't covering that, are you? No.
Yes, because they weren't subjected to a kangaroo court. Right,
well, yes, by the way, side note, why not call it a wallaby court? I mean, they're the ones who more commonly end up as roadkill.
Yeah.
Which is, FYI, what we internally call any shinner who's had to quickly resign in disgrace. Am I saying too much again?
Yeah.
It's just that I'm knackered after that Mary Wilson roast. Okay, next question.
Can you give us a very precise and confusing timeline for the Brian Stanley affair?
Yes, and I want to make it very clear. We opened an internal inquiry on the very day that nominations opened for the election. Mm-hmm. It was around the time of the Olympics. Remember Celine Dion's big diva comeback in the Eiffel Tower?
Nah. Oh,
that's what I looked like on election night 2020.
You're digressing.
Oh yeah, where was I? It hopped along for 2 months until around the time Donald Trump started talking about fellows eating pets in Ohio.
Yes.
Which is probably how I'll be coming across in the Cannes Centre on election night 2024.
And then what happened?
Your man resigned on Saturday just as I was pushing a lovely bottle of Chardonnay to bed.
Wow.
And then one hangover later, somebody said, get the guards. So we acted as soon as possible.
You called 999?
Well, no, we urgently handed in an envelope to a Garda station on a Sunday during chicken nuggets hour.
Oh,
and it was fast tracked into their iffy internal snail mail box in Kevin Street Barracks, which is where it went missing because it's a very large building made out of overtime and apathy.
Surely there's a quicker way to contact the guards, like your liaison officer.
Well, I make no apology for following the rules and procedures without fear or favour, out of an abundance of cliches, as set out in the Sinn Féin disciplinary document entitled Eish the Veil. I don't know what that means. But
why was Brian Stanley treated so much more harshly than the senator?
Well, duh, the senator's from Belfast Platinum Level Provo Privilege, whereas the other guy's from Laois, which is like everyone's least favourite part of Kilkenny. Come on.
Anything else?
Yeah, off the record, our party is so badly damaged, it would be rejected at one of the return deposit scheme machines.
That's class.
All right, are you done, Mary Lou Wallopers?
Yeah, we've had our fun.
I'm out of here.
Listen, everyone is driven to mention about when an election might be called. It was supposed to happen this week, but it didn't. My panel discussed Gary Murphy.
Brendan.
Are there signs that Simon Harris might go to the Oris in the coming days, like?
Well, certainly, if you look at the President's diary, I'm told that Michael D was meant to have his bunions measured next Tuesday, but we note that his Oris calendar has been changed last minute. And perhaps a certain Wicklow man is being asked over for tea. We'll have to wait and find out.
Jeez, yeah. And then there might be an election? Well, you think Ivan Yates?
Well, no. Because President Hickens is a failing loser lefty, he could well refuse to dust off the doll and, as a ranting radical, simply force the government to pass all of his passion pet projects first.
Like a kennel for Mishnock, is that what you mean by pet projects?
No, no, what I mean is the Occupied Territories Act and all that mad Muller nonsense, Bryn.
Well now, if we let the OPW build a dog shed for Michael D, then the country will certainly go bankrupt.
That's not what I said.
I know, Mishnock isn't here to defend himself, but Kate O'Connell, you're running as an independent in Dublin Bay South. Have you seen any white smoke for an election date yet?
Not really. Unless you count me hanging out with the lads at the Ardesh smoking section, which only had me smelling putrid when I got back to me community pharmacy.
Right, yeah.
And also, I feel like having the odd smoke myself.
Yeah.
Because I keep seeing pictures of that choir boy, James Gagan. It'd make anyone want to set fire to 10 packets of Johnny Blue and inhale the outcome.
Yeah. Gary, I don't remember an election day as being so drawn out.
You'd have to go all the way back to 1973 when Liam Cosgrave in May, I think it was, tried to call an election quickly but forced across the head to call Paddy Hillary out of the bed in the Oars. Then he shouted for a bottle of brandy, and sure, by the time the president had had his fry, put the golf clubs into the boot of the car and finished sliding up and down the swirly staircase, Jack Lynch had already toured the country, and of course he went up 14, 15 seats in that election, and it was the end of Liam Cosgrave's career.
Did you know everything, Gary, like?
It was only a country then for owlfellas. The good, decent, hard-working, sod-a-turf women of this country were denied. And they still are. It's racism against an ethnic minority. Wealthy boggers.
Now, hang on here,
Ivan.
Paddy Hillary was an exemplary president.
I know.
He sat on his oars for 14 years and shut his mouth,
yeah,
never interfering with namby-pamby views about indigenous this and third world that, or diversity here and feminism twaddle there.
Sorry, no. The feminists aren't here to defend their twaddle. Mind you, the namby-pambies who heard Great Blues band out of Cork years back, do you mind, Gary?
I do indeed. They had a hit record with Bjors Truly, I think it was. Of course, Jack Lynch's missus rang the Late Late Show giving out about Bjors.
The point is this. Paddy Hillary was a truly great man. He would have loved my podcast where I shout over Matt Cooper's whimperings for a thoroughly unresearched hour of gas being expelled every week. Look, listen, we have to leave it there.
As a community pharmacist.
Yeah.
I think the colour he goes when he's thinking about socialism.
Oh.
Ivan could well have a Yeats infection.
How dare you?
All right, we'll leave it there. Kate O'Connell on the line and Gary Murphy and Ivan Yeats in studio.
A Yeats infection. That is just grotesque. Oh, geez. Brendan has the hyenas, lads.
This is a government message about Dublin. Public consultation has revealed our capital is in bits. As one citizen remarked,
O'Connell Street is as ugly and scary as the owl lads from the Wolf Tones torn the inside out.
And so the government is now taking action to find out why the government has so failed this urban quagmire. We called it the Dublin City Centre Task Force.
Orban.
To date, city initiatives involved identifying any area that looks a bit kippy and simply fencing it off. A lane being misused by people with addiction issues? Fence it off. It's easier than tackling mental health / substance abuse. A lovely green space where someone might pitch a tent? Fence it off. Easier than facing the problem.
Poverty.
Sometimes people in Dublin are poor and commit crimes out of desperation, which is why we want to make those walkabouts by ministers surrounded by armed guardie to demonstrate how safe the area is an annual thing. You're welcome.
Policing.
The 2023 riots were a shame and a disgrace. No politician should ever have to think about the North Inner City for a single moment, never mind an entire night. It will never happen again. Because from 2026, Mountjoy Square will be rebranded as a designated rioting zone, where local scumbags, copyright Helen McEntee, can riot about the state of the city to their heart's content. Get it all out of your system, lads.
Amenities.
More facilities will be introduced, like bins, benches and public toilets, as long as you promise not to use them, because we'll just have to remove or close them due to lack of maintenance.
Culture.
We'll be installing loads more giant electricity boxes in random spots around the city, providing art spaces for wonky murals of beloved Howiers like Kelly Harrington and Barry Keoghan. He's never coming back, you know.
The GPO.
We want to move RTE to the GPO building. What better way to punish those feckless scandal birthers than sticking them in a building that's even more wretched than Montrose? And it's on the north side. It's either that or a giant Carol's gift shop. And to make our city nicer, by 2052, we hope it will be safe and pleasant to take a trip on the Lewis Red Line.
Ah, Dublin.
Dublin. Dublin. The Blackpool in Irish. Or as the Vikings called it, the cesspit. See Fence It Off, fenceitalloff.ie for details.
Hi, you're through to Kevin at RTE. Please leave a message after my reassuring English tones. Thank you.
KBDG, I'm Johnny Smacks.
And I'm Johnny B.
And we're leaving you a voicemail.
Lad, we heard RTE are making their own version of The Traitors.
That's right, The Traitors.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a new show commissioned in about 2 weeks.
Fortnite.
So we think it's time for us to host something else by.
But with an Irish twist.
That's right, we're going to present it from the back of a Massey Ferguson.
It's called Tractors and Traitors.
Tractors and Traitors.
Imagine the crack.
Yeah, sure, let us know, Mr. DG.
Yes, sir.
Sir, please, sir.
Yo.
General, sir.
Lad.
First of all, don't tell anyone you got this. It's me, Malu. I may well be available to host the Traitors soon. After November, I'd say. Look, I could really rock presenting duties. I'm a dap hand at timelines. Also, don't look up how Republicans have treated traitors in the past. But things had to be done out of an abundance of caution. Anyway, this party leader and her message will self-destruct in 5, 4...
How are you, Kev, me bestie? I'm Marty, and I'm here to imparty my pitch for a piece of the traitor pie. I can be absolutely hilarious, unintentionally, which is the best kind. Sure, look, I'll hold the lights, I'll make the coffees, I'll do a sketch from a toilet, just so long as you don't pick Dez over me. I'm the host with the most, and you're the backhurst with the worst. Oh, dear, there's that unintentional humour again. Sorry.
Hello, how are you? Ray here from the Wall of Fame and the Den. Do you know, do you ever wonder how come Ian Dempsey doesn't milk his link to Zig and Zag? I don't know. Anyway, I have a psychology degree, grown up children, so I'm an expert in telling when someone is lying or not. I'd have the whole show over and done with in just the one episode. Efficiency, no point in hanging around, no point in having fun. I'm 60 now, can't afford to hang about. Must have some walnuts now, actually. Very good for the stool, Kevin. Give me a call.
Hello there. Now, there's been a lot of coverage that I would be the perfect host of the Irish version of Traitors. Granted, the coverage is just me saying it, but they print every idle thought I have, and nobody knows why. Now, Claudia Winkleman is so lovely, but I could out-fringe her any day of the week. Plus, I love to put members of the public through grueling challenges. Just ask anyone who watched my cancelled chat show. You know what to do. Mwah.
Senator Timmy Dooley and Shaw, what's this I'm hearing about traitors? I am not a traitor, I am not a spy, I am not Cobalt or DeWalt, and I'd urge anyone with information on traitors to come forward. I'm also not Niall Collins, despite him voting for it. I'm not sure you're around for that anyway, but good luck.
Yeah, well, hello Kevin, it's been a long time, but is there any
Message deleted.
Okay, right. Inshallah, comrades, the day of intifada draws near. And
correct, comrade Boyd Barrett, and I'm very intifadas myself. Sure, my first name has a lovely little fud on it.
It's not funny, comrade Breed. Oh. Also, how come no one's asking me to tone down the rhetoric?
Because we've lost our USP, Richard.
What?
With even the blue shirts going full Yasser Arafat, we're starting to look worryingly mainstream.
Withdraw that remark, comrade Barry.
Jeepers.
This is the sort of reason why Breed is not running in the next election.
And I pray the Lord will take me now in the name of the pension. Yeah, because Labour and Sock Dems are sucking up to the coalition. They're a bunch of linos.
Who? The what now?
Lefties in name only.
That's very good. Because everybody knows a true party of the left will reject any chance to actually make a difference.
What would be the point when even Micheál and Harris are passing the Occupied Territories Bill?
Now, I didn't get into politics to see our zany hippie ideas passed into actual laws.
All the stuff we shout about is actually happening.
Oh.
Guards arresting the far right. Loads of free money been handed out for no reason.
Which is serve only to increase the blighted inflation.
Proving that socialism doesn't work.
And that's why we never actually wanted to do any of this muck in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just my luck, comrades. The same week I'm elected as leader of the left, we realise there's nothing left for us to do.
We've nothing else to offer.
We'll have to do something. I've always wanted to do my own elocution lessons where I teach people how to speak like they're a balloon with the air being squeezed out of it.
Remember to breed, breed.
Failing that, I could be an understudy for Mrs. Brown.
You what?
Skid marks. I think it'd be good at it.
Perhaps I could teach people how to make their voice go up and down like this so that you remove all of the poshness.
Well, I say pox to all of that. Let's go for one last lefty supergroup.
Okay, maybe.
We could call it the People Before Profit Anti-Austerity Walker Solidarity Revert at Last Socialist Communist Independence for Change Yup the Nurses and the Village Slash the Ditch Alliance.
Jesus.
Well, I can't see people getting on board with a party calling itself the PPBAAWSRGSCICYDNVD Alliance.
Ah, yeah. The VD there at the end sounds a bit too much like a venereal disease.
Easy now. I mean, when was the last time we had a true sense of purpose?
At the John Burton water ballooning day?
Yeah.
Bin charges, water charges.
Exactly.
What we need is a new thing.
Well, why don't we steal the government's ideas since they've stolen ours?
Well, which one do we like?
The linos. Ivana and Holly are making hay by bashing the shinners.
Feckin' linos, it's a very blue shorty thing to do.
Perfect! Let's hit the merry lunatics.
Yay.
Because they're not left-wing enough for us anyway. All together,
Sinn Féin, no way!
Ah, here. Look, I prefer to talk about dirty,
Sinn
smelly
Féin,
knickers.
No
Alan's Cakes!
Madam Veep, this has been a fantastic week, and I mean that from the bottom of my knucklehead heart.
I'm just so exhausted, Coach Tim. If I have to say he'd rather run in a problem than fix a problem one more time, I'm going to deport myself and make Mexico pay for it.
Plus, great news on the medical records.
Right. All I have is a little seasonal congestion. So you see, I'm not drunk when I say things like American people are small business owners. This slurring voice has just been hay fever the whole time.
Yeah, and that other guy, he hasn't even released his medical records.
I mean, please, who wants to even see those scans? I'm thinking 40 pounds of impacted matter from, like, 30 years of old hot dogs twisting his colon into the shape of a swastika.
Wow. Ugh. That got dark real quick, man.
Well, it's the best way to prepare for Fox News.
You betcha.
Ma'am, voters on our network say you've been changing your accent depending on where in the country you're campaigning at any moment.
Whoever said that must have just fallen out of a coconut tree. What nonsense.
Well, they're saying it, for example, in the state of Georgia.
So they're saying that in Georgia? I bet you be them Buckhead Betty saying that. Fool talk, that is. I'm here to support them business. You understand? Business. No cap.
Also in New York.
Well, let me speak to that. They're talking to me. To me, they're talking? I ought to smack them upside the head.
And in the Asian American communities.
I'm not doing that one with all due respect.
Right. Well, I tried. Thank you for joining us, ma'am, Vice President. Where to next?
Well, right now I've got a rally in Georgia, so I best get to getting. Thank you.
You aced it, ma'am. You're just so good at this.
And what are the polls saying?
The race is so close, most polling companies are just issuing results with emojis.
Oh, really? And what's Pennsylvania's looking like?
It's currently the poop one with the googly eyes.
Oh, what the heckaroo has a gal got to do, Tim?
You gotta reach the undecided voters, the real knuckleheads.
I mean, who the heck is still undecided with 17 days to go? Mm. It's a simple binary choice.
Right.
Who do you want in the White House? Elderly felon with shriveled fascist fingers, or hot Karen whose only discernible plan for power is thinner than the plot for Legally Blonde.
Look, it seems we are losing support from black male voters. In fact, men in general seem to have an issue voting for a woman.
Well, maybe I don't need insecure, fragile men who fear strong, independent women.
Lady, this is America, you gosh darn do.
I do. I really do.
Uh-huh.
So far, I've got Doug.
75% of undecideds don't believe your husband is a man.
Ugh, well, I already said I own a Glock and I want to shoot intruders. What more can I do?
Well,
lick Joe Rogan's head and machine gun a slab of Bud Light?
It would be a start, but I think you'll have to promise to punch Iran in the nuts, too.
Sorry, in the what?
Men love it when we talk about other men's nuts. It's a real male thing.
God, the American people are insane. And I can't wait to be their president.
You're gonna be great, ma'am.
You know what I'm looking forward to most?
What's that?
It's the cognitive decline. So I can forget all the terrible things I had to do to get to the Resolute desk. Just like Joe.
Well, he's in a better place now, ma'am.
Circa 1959, going by the last time I met him sleepwalking in the Rose Garden.
That poor man.
He's the lucky one, Tim. He's the lucky one.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Brought to you by buying Oasis tickets on the credit card without telling the missus. She's not electric, she's apoplectic.
Welcome to the show. I'm a generally unremarkable presenter dude, and I'm joined by the indistinguishable sidekicks. Lads.
How's it going, man?
Hang on, I thought one of you guys left.
No, was Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
Joe left this generic sports podcast to do a rival, non-specific, broad content sports podcast with the Indo, where he talks shite with a few random nondescript blokes and interview PR trained athletes with books containing no revelations.
Yeah, sounds class to be fair though.
I love it.
Yeah, well, there's no show like ours except for every other similar podcast on the planet. Anyway, loads to chat about this week. First up, the Republic of Ireland soccer team. All together now. Hopeless sigh. Yeah, the senior lads lost 2-0 to Greece over the weekend.
Yeah, they should call him Oppenheimer Hallgrimsson because the team are bombing so hard.
High five, man.
Cheers.
While the under 21 lads narrowly missed out on qualification to Euro 2025.
God love the lads who are in tears and all.
That's so class though, you know.
Yeah,
great to see men openly mental health thing like that.
You're right.
Feelings.
Yeah, totally.
Now Alex Ferguson set to leave his £2 million a year Man United ambassador role due to cutbacks
at
the club.
Come on, £2 million a year.
Tell you, have to pay me a lot more than that to sit and watch Man United these days.
Oh, man.
Oh, lads, careful who you attack, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag not all men are Man U fans.
And it was just a harmless bit of banter, you know.
Okay. But this is a safe space. And
safe.
Thomas Tuchel has been named the England manager.
Who are you?
Let's just say the idea of a German manager isn't going down well.
Oh, man.
You know, those little Englanders make News Talk texters seem normal.
Honestly, one person's on to us saying cyclists should be sent to Rwanda.
I'm just going to stop you there. We love all our listeners, especially the cyclist-hating taxi drivers. Love you guys.
Fair play.
The League of Ireland is wrapping up with five teams vying for the title. One of them is Galway United. And superfan President Higgins has sent us in a poem on a voice note.
Did you just say poem?
Galway United is a great love of mine, and winning the league would indeed be fine. Should they win the cup, a flare I'll light up and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Oh, wow.
Why am I crying?
Greatest league in the world.
Yeah, great stuff. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. President. Now, after the break, why betting is actually good for your mental health, according to this press release sent by a betting company.
Okay, podcast time, babes. I'm Joe McNally, half woman, half tickets express.
And I'm Vogue Williams. I go click clack.
First of all, hit the honk alarm. Paul Mescal is back in the promo trail. Hubba hubba.
Oh, amazing. I love hiking.
He's done a photo shoot in a skimpy leather gladiator skirt. Like, I heard a girl in Carlo spontaneously exploded on sight of the boat house.
I'm honestly surprised to see Paul Mescal as a gladiator.
Why? Like, he's perfect, hon. Have you not seen him in his gas shorts? He looks like someone kicked a Roman statue through Alvarez. Not joking.
I just didn't think it would be his thing. Running up ramps, hitting members of the public with those giant cotton buds.
What?
He didn't strike me as a reality TV guy.
Talk about the movie! I don't think, like, Paul Mescal's developed a sudden taste for athletic challenges with members of the public.
Unless he's running away from them in the park.
True. Except it's not true, of course. Urban legend alert. Urban legend. That's what the girls used to call me, Kalini, after the Owl Wes disco nights. Remember those? Gladiator 2 is also starring Denzel Washington.
He must be so old now, considering he fought for American independence.
He's 69 and he's still looking a total riot.
Old man thighs. No thanks.
Yeah.
Let me just Google his net worth there. Oh yeah. Click clock, Denzel.
Vogue.
When is this film out?
A few weeks away, babe, until Mescal Mayhem, so I'll just have to wait.
Is there nothing else to keep us entertained?
Brilliant Netflix rom-com right now. It's called Nobody Wants This.
Why does that sound familiar?
I think it was the review of your children's book.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Otherwise, you should go see Joker 2.
What's that?
It's a bleak film about this really sad guy.
Are you sure this isn't the Paul Mescal one?
Oh, babe. High five.
I can't. We found in this podcast from different continents now.
Oh, yeah.
Now here on Radio 1, a special programme to mark a poet's birthday.
Good evening and welcome. Och, Toronto, Hirinian Shoch.
here to celebrate the breath-law of my close horror, Unfilla Paul Durkin.
Well, thank you so much, President. What a wonderful, wonderful...
Sorry, excuse me, what are you doing, Durkin?
I was about to recite one of my poems.
No, why are you doing me?
Well, I'm not. This is me. This is just my voice as a botherer of words.
You're doing me? You're doing some sort of slowed-down version of me? How dare you?
Good grief.
Anyway, we're... joined also by a very good friend, Colm Tobin. Welcome, Colm.
It's great to be here to do something as important as mark 80 years since Paul's
birth. I'm sorry now. You're making fun. Well, you're making fun of both of us.
No, I'm actually just speaking as normal.
Stop doing that silly voice at once.
But this is just how I speak, President.
This is a disgrace, is what it is.
What?
You could just go and poet yourself, Tobin.
Might I also say that I find it very rude.
You shut up too, Duncan.
Wow, what a wonderful birthday. I can't wait to tell my friends in LA, Oprah and...
Enough, I said.
Oh. Well, at least we are fighting so much. There's no doubt we are poets, then.
Oh, that's very
That's good. The final word now.
Now, as I was... By the way, given how closely you sound, I assume the D in D. Higgins means Durkin.
Get me at him! Oh, I'm going to help the Lupin!
So here we are, weeks out from an election, and Sinn Féin has had not one, not two, but three October surprises. I'm wrecked. Remember Ultimate Hell Week? It's back. Only this time it's Sinn Féin doing grueling interviews about their internal disciplinary process. It began weeks ago with the unpleasantness up north, but voters in the south didn't much care. The most read article that week was about where Muireann O'Connell got her stunning dress. Then Patricia Ryan resigned, a TD who phoned it in so much she won her seat while on Hollybops, followed by the Brian Stanley shenanigan. What ensued wasn't so much a whodunit as a what did he do. Mary Lou went on Morning Ireland to not quite explain.
Mary, I can't talk in detail about the thing. I actually just found out about the thing myself. It turns out it's not just one thing. There's actually a counter thing. It's a bit confusing. But rest assured, the thing was looked into by our totally independent panel of two shinners and a barrister who is also a shinner, yes, but...
Then for a whole week, government ministers Sinn Féined interest in child protection, stating the bloody obvious.
Well, I think it's really, really important to say that children are tiny little versions of humans to whom no harm should ever come. No harm.
And he would know. When he was Minister for Health, he wasn't even allowed on half the raids in Funderland, hey?
Thank you, Heather, but we take care of our children. In hotels and at the food banks. Baby banks are even a whole new thing under this government, which really, really shows that we...
Oh,
we,
God.
Something. I'll think of it when I have my Spad Talks write some video content for me later.
Right, let's get you home for your bath, you wee scut. Ha ha ha!
There was no end to government glee when it emerged Sinn Féin's former senator resigned over icky texts to a minor, all kept secret, even as Mary Lou was praising him as a great lad on the way out. That's what we call an oopsie.
It's terrible blackguarding in terms of not fit for government and so on and so forth, and it takes away from important matters for dull time. Such as where are Americans with more money than unclogged arteries going to get their €74 stakes now, whilst Shanahan's is shuttered in terms of...
It's been a remarkable week. Terrible things usually come in threes, but Sinn Féin has managed four scandals at once. And I mean, nothing ever comes in fours, except for Horsemen of the Apocalypse from the Book of Revelations. Oh wow, I've stumbled into a clever political analogy. Oh, but it'll never catch on. Micheál the Hand, super gluing the mic to my hand so that nobody gets to do my story. Hypothermia, here we come. RTÉ News.